Maryland's first black congressman, Perrin Mitchell, died on Monday. He was 85 years old. Mitchell served 8 terms in the U.S. House, helped found the Congressional Black Caucus, and was one of apartheid South Africa's most vocal critics. Mitchell was born in Baltimore in 1922. His father was a waiter at the downtown Rennert Hotel. According to a 1965 profile by Bradford M. Jacobs, a former Evening Sun editorial page editor, Mitchell dedicated himself to the civil rights struggle when he was just 11 years old. His older brother, then a reporter for Baltimore's Afro-American newspaper, had just returned from a lynching. He was so disturbed by what he'd seen that he couldn't eat. The moment shook young Perrin as well, but before his passion for justice drove him to Congress, it sent him into World War II, where he was wounded and earned a Purple Heart. After being discharged, Mitchell attended Morgan State University and later applied to the University of Maryland, College Park. When the school's president refused to admit Mitchell because he was black, Mitchell sued and won. In 1968, Mitchell first ran for Congress and lost, but 2 years later, he beat the incumbent in the Democratic primary by just 38 votes. Baltimore Sun columnist Greg Kane has followed Mitchell's political career from the start.
When he went to the halls of Congress in 1971, I think there were 16 other congressmen with him. And I'm figuring he just gets together with some other folks and say, hey, look, there's not that many of us, but we represent what was at the time the largest minority population in the United States. So let's form a caucus and see how we can use our power collectively to help black people in the United States.
But Mitchell's tenure was not without controversy. He spearheaded a corruption probe that ultimately implicated two of his nephews. Mitchell himself was not implicated, and he announced his retirement in 1985. The journalist Kane, who developed a personal as well as professional relationship with Mitchell, says he'd like the man to be remembered for his willingness to work outside the political system and to re-engage voters who'd long been ignored.
He tried his best to reach out to and help people who thought they had no investment in the system at all, who thought they were left out of the system, both politically and economically. Kwaisi Mfume, his immediate successor in the House of Representatives, said that's how Mitchell helped him. Mfume said he was out on the streets during the 68 riots after Dr. King was killed, and Perrin Mitchell walked up to him and said, son, you know, it's not where you start in life. It's how you end up.
Congressman Perrin Mitchell died this week in Baltimore. He was 85.